All aboard the Almanac train. Don't miss out. It is one of the great trains of all time. Never, ever been derailed.
No.
Well, it's wavered a couple of times.
Yeah, some of those days when you're not here.
Well, yeah, I'm not aware of that.
Right, right. And that's the way I like it.
And that's the reason we don't post those on the website, Neil.
I understand. Believe me.
Writing's on the wall right there. Yeah, if you miss any of the almanacs, I probably don't mention this enough, we do post them at mybobcountry.com with all the other Bob Country information that you need. Mm-hmm. They are posted there for past. You can go back and enjoy and critique and do whatever you'd like to do. Again, we're giving away the St. Cloud Sportsman Show tickets. It's a four-pack. St. Cloud Sportsman's Show, February 7th, 8th, and 9th. River's Edge Convention Center in St. Cloud as part of Almanac Quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Today's Wednesday, January 22nd, 22nd day of the year, 3:44 left. 1951, Fidel Castro on this date's playing Winter League Baseball. As you know, he was a pitcher.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was pitching. He had goals of playing in the major leagues. That's when you could still play as a Cuban. You'd still go to the major leagues. But he was ejected on this date from a Winter League Baseball game. We understand that it heard something like this after he hit a bat. This is what it sounded like. So maybe it was Ernie Pantusso that he hit.
That would have been Ernie's time.
I could see an Ernie Pantusso playing winter ball somewhere in the Caribbean or Caribbean, if you will.
Yes.
So he hit a batter. He was ejected, and he gave up baseball because of that and went into politics. History was changed there.
Yes,
Neil.
It really
was. If that guy wouldn't have been crowding the plate and just inviting chin music.
Yeah, get out of the way.
The whole Cuban Revolution, it may not have happened. And then everything else after that. Just think of it.
Yeah.
Think of the ramifications, the butterfly effect that's in 51. 73, some serious news in the news.
Good evening. In a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court today legalized abortions. The majority in cases from Texas and Georgia said that the decision to end a pregnancy during the first 3 months belongs to the woman and her doctor, not the government.
That was the court's decision. I think they call that a landmark decision.
I would say.
1933, Roe versus Wade.
73, right?
What did I say?
33.
No, yes, 1973. 33 would have been early. So I thought of this the other day when I was listening to one of those. Whatever happened to the old fake teletype sound that they used to use?
Yes.
Why did they go away with that? Why did they do away with that? Why did they go away from that?
Somebody chose poorly.
Yeah. I mean, it made it so much more interesting.
I love that.
I would still be watching the evening news if they still had
that. Yes.
Let's hear from Walter Cronkite again. Same day, 1973.
Yes.
I'm talking to Tom Johnston, the press secretary for Lyndon Johnson, who has reported that the 36th president of the United States died this afternoon in an ambulance plane on the way to San Antonio, where he was taken after being stricken at his ranch, the LBJ Ranch in Johnson City, Texas.
That was a sprawling ranch, by the way, and LBJ passed away. President Johnson Walter Mondale, or who's that?
Walter Cronkite.
He
announced it. Did he have a heart attack, I wonder?
I can't remember. He probably was. 64 for him. And
young man.
What Cronkite did is he was on the phone live on CBS Evening News, and then he put his finger up, like telling America, just hang on, hold on, I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
And then he told him. Yeah. And Walter Cronkite had that power.
He did.
To be able to do that.
Right. Phone right to the desk.
So 73. 1984, Super Bowl 18.
Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Barry Manilow singing the national anthem at Super Bowl 18. Is he doing it this year? He should. You know, after he got done singing, he actually then suited up, and he was a third down scat back for Washington. They needed him. Because the Raiders blew him out that year.
Right.
Marcus Allen ran all over him.
Yeah. I think he was the holder on point after also.
He would have been good at that.
Yeah.
The long snapper.
Right.
Barry Manilow, 1984. We're going to stick with the Super Bowl here. 5 years later, it was Joe Montana. It kind of looks a little bit like Barry Manilow.
He does.
But Bill Walsh has his team 10 yards from a victory himself. Why Rice has just set a Super Bowl record with 12 catches. He's in motion. Montana. Touchdown, John Taylor.
Big touchdown there. Super Bowl 23, Sam Weish was so close to a championship there, but the 49ers marched down with John Candy sitting in the end zone.
Oh.
And Joe Montana hit John Taylor.
And of course, Rice and Taylor were a pretty good duo.
Nice little duo. And yeah, Roger Craig running the ball. Oh. Little Tom Rathman. Yeah. That's a good team.
Yeah, they
it's
were
the reason they
good.
Won those four Super Bowls in the 1980s. Right so up. Sam Weish passed away earlier this month, and we never did do a gone but not forgotten kind of Bob Almanac salute. For
well, the next person that sees anybody throw anything onto this field, point them out, and get them out of here. You don't live in Cleveland.
That is great.
Yeah.
Sam Weish passing away earlier this month.
Fiery coach, but a good coach.
1995, Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy passed away at the age of 104. Only woman in history to be the daughter of a mayor of a major city, wife of an ambassador, mother of a president, two senators, and an ambassador. Pretty impressive.
The matriarch.
Yeah, that was 95, 98.
The Department of Justice has just accepted a plea of guilty for life in prison without the possibility of parole from Theodore Kaczynski.
You may know him better as the Unabomber, pleading guilty this date, 1998. Happy anniversary, Donald Trump, our president, and First Lady Melania. They married on this date, 2005, 15th anniversary for them.
What's the age difference between them? Like 20
well,
years?
Well, she was 34 then at 15, so she's 49. Trump is, what, 74?
73,
in the first half of the 70s. So there is quite
25.
An age gap there.
Yeah.
But when you have money.
Right.
2008 in the news.
Actor Heath Ledger was found dead Tuesday at a downtown Manhattan residence. Authorities believe his death may be drug-related. A spokesman for the New York Police Department says the Australian-born actor had an appointment for a massage in an apartment.
You know, he had just finished playing the Joker in Dark Knight, and he was genius as the Joker.
Yes, very good. I don't know, you've seen that one and Joaquin Phoenix.
And Cesar Romero.
They're
and
all
everybody.
Good.
Yeah.
They're all good.
And Jack Nicholson.
But I heard Heath Ledger was very... Well, I've seen that. He was very good.
He knocked
good
it out of the ballpark is what he did.
Joe Paterno has died. The family of the legendary former Penn State University coach who was fired, you remember, back in November, said he had been suffering from complications from lung cancer and a broken pelvis in recent days.
Joe Pa passed away 85, finished his tenure disgraced.
It was a bad
thing. Things
ending.
Went on under his watch.
Yep.
Jerry Sandusky, that whole thing just
terrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. 2012. And then 2014.
Wednesday, researchers working with the European Space Agency announced the dwarf planet Ceres is spewing water vapor into space. The findings published in the journal Nature came from ESA's Herschel Space Observatory, which was shut down last year.
Can we say dwarf planet? Do we have to say little planet? They used to call them midget planets,
right,
but I don't think they do. Maybe dwarf is the most acceptable term now.
Yeah.
But the water vapor detected on planet Ceres, a dwarf planet that is actually part of the asteroid belt, Neil. Neil, do you ever want to visit the asteroid belt?
No, I don't. I don't have it. I've played asteroids, and I would not want to be out in them.
Yeah. My uncle had asteroids. There's some days he couldn't sit down. Steve Perry is 71, former lead singer of Journey. They're just not Journey without Steve Perry. I cannot play any Steve Perry music because, two words for you, copyright conundrum.
Ew.
71 for Steve Perry. How about J.P. Pennington?
Oh. Don't know what I do without
you. Oh, Exile.
Don't know where I'd be.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're not just another lover.
Iconic Fest this summer.
Every time this was their first hit before they went country.
Right.
I want to kiss
when
you all over.
Arms, you do the things you do. You
this is a sultry song.
Yes.
I think so, at least.
I liked it a lot.
J.P. Pennington is 71. Teddy Gentry of Alabama, we know how they sound.
Yes.
And he's having a birthday today. He is 68. John Wesley Shipp, he was the first Flash.
347 miles an hour.
That was before the equipment crashed.
What's happening to me?
While the city goes crazy.
He's becoming the Flash. That was from the 1990 series, The Flash. And then he was on the new Flash.
Right.
as the father of Barry Allen,
which was a
nice connection.
It was.
But then he was like a flash from another world, too, when you started to lose interest because there are just too many universes.
Yeah.
How many universes can you handle, Neil?
Two Once
universes.
Once it gets above two, then I'm out.
What about if there's a Phantom Zone? Can you handle that?
That might be for a couple episodes.
Linda Blair, her head spins around. She is 61. That's got to come handy in any kind of life. You don't even need rear-view mirrors, do you?
No.
Your head can spin all the way around like an owl.
Her and Goldie Gopher, the only two that I know that can do it.
Linda Blair, 61. Diane Lane.
That's my suit, son.
I'm so sorry.
It's only stuff, Clark. It can always be replaced.
She's Superman's mom. She told him nice suit. I think he got it at Foreman and Clark.
I would think so.
Diane,
or the foursome.
Diane Lane, 55. DJ Jazzy Jeff. I would tell you that he's the most talented of the DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince collaboration.
Huh.
DJ Jazzy, he'll tell you that maybe. DJ Jazzy Jeff. Is a 55 Guy Fieri.
Right here, right now, on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
His goatee and his hair both spiked.
Yes. Yeah, that's hard to do.
Guy Fieri, 52, and the oldest son on Malcolm in the Middle.
Dad, I know what you're going to say, and believe me, I totally agree with you. There is no excuse for what I did. It was idiotic, immature, totally reckless, and I'm really sorry.
He was always getting into trouble.
Evidently.
His name is Christopher Masterson. He was on that show, Malcolm in the Middle, and he's 40 today.
Gone but not forgotten Russian mystic Rasputin. I don't know. He was no Karnak for my money, but he knew some stuff. He predicted stuff. Rasputin, 18.
Didn't he do
69.
The Sis Boom Ba? Sis Boom Ba.
He might have, now that you're
Then he
that
said,
up.
Sis Boom Ba.
18.
Name the sound that the sheep makes when it explodes. Sis Boom Ba.
I think that was Rasputin. Former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Frederick Vinson, 1890. I wasn't trying to do him, actually. It was Douglas Wrong Way Corrigan I wanted to jump down to. He became a folk hero by going the wrong way, flew across the Atlantic Ocean.
Nobody edits their list better than your staff.
Yeah.
You got a real good editing staff over there.
I know, for a guy who's never made a mistake.
They can't even cut or paste.
1907 for Wrong Way Corrigan. R&B legend Sam Cooke.
Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
he's pretty good. Well, he's a legend, says right here.
What a wonderful world this would be.
Sam Cooke, born on this day, 1931. Don't make him angry.
How did he die? He died young.
He did. Yeah, he did. I don't know. You don't want to make him mad. You wouldn't like him when he's mad. Bill Bixby.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I remember him, the courtship of Eddie's father as well. Bill Bixby.
My favorite Martian. You know, he did a lot of good things.
He did.
We always go back to Mr. McGee, don't make me angry.
It's hard not to. 1934. John Hurt, fine actor.
Registration mark, but... they don't line up.
They do. If you think like a vegan. An alien intelligence is going to be more advanced. And that means efficiency functioning on multiple levels and in multiple dimensions.
Did you get all that, Neil?
I'm studying it right now.
Have you ever thought like a vegan?
I think I have.
Where I want a steak. That's how I think.
I don't admit it too often. John Hurt is the actor there, born on this day, 1940, and he was the lead singer of NXS.
I got a new sensation. Perfect moments. Where something possible to
it's reported he was trying to enjoy a new sensation when he died.
Right. Very weird kind of a... Yeah,
more speculation than anything.
Yes, Michael Hutchence died young. He was born on this day, 1960, and they're gone. but not forgotten.
Here is the Almanac quiz for the four tickets to the Sportsman Show in St. Cloud. It's Sportsman Show season. It's boat show. It's outdoor show season, Neil.
Oh, it is.
Did you know that?
Yes. Boat show's coming. We'll have RV show tickets coming up.
So who was singing the national anthem 1984 at Super Bowl 18? Mentioned that he was singing the national anthem, then he suited up for the Redskins and came in as a third down scat back out of the backfield, catching balls. Who would have been the quarterback? That would have been Theismann, right? Of the Redskins at that point in time.
Yeah.
Who was it? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Please tell us who was singing that national anthem.
And what do they win?
And he may even wrote some songs. What's that?
And they win the St.
Sportsman
Cloud
Show. Yeah. Sportsman Show. Call the Waconia Ford Talk, Text, and Win line.
Nice.
763-450-0100. I'll be back for the All Request Lunch Hour. Neil, you have fun by yourself Thursday and Friday.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1.